You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, the Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
The Felix Files.
Well, how do you feel?
Excellent. Really excellent.
Hello and welcome to the Felix Files, live from Walls of Books in Parma, Ohio! I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And today we're going to be getting into the spooky spirit. So for listeners of the future, it's October. And we are in the mood for some Halloween content. So today we are going to be diving into the ghosts of Hogwarts. Meg and I were talking earlier. This feels not necessarily like the deepest of dives into ghosts.
We're a little worried about time, so we tend to you know, we usually go over. We're like, let's keep it at an hour.
Yeah. So for future Felix Files, we're thinking focus on an episode, a ghost of Hogwarts. We're thinking more specifically just Hogwarts. So yeah, so that's where we are.
So this is going to be a tip of the iceberg type of episode.
You could call it that.
I think I did too many notes. I didn't know that was...
It's okay. This will be the Katie show.
Yeah. No, let's not.
Oh, Catherine.
Okay, so we're going to start out with the Bloody Baron, who I actually didn't know a lot of the stuff that I learned about him, which I feel kind of dumb because I'm a Slytherin and he's the Slytherin ghost. But anyway, so when he was among the living, he attended Hogwarts at the same time as Helena Ravenclaw. Mm. Do we say Helena or Helena? It's Helena, right?
I say Helena. Are you an MCR fan?
That's what I'm confused about. Okay.
What's that?
You know the song, Helena?
Tiffany.
Or is it Helena? No, it's Helena.
What's what?
My Chemical Romance. You don't know My Chemical Romance?
I know that! I didn't know the abbreviation!
Leave right now!
You don't listen to Midnights for months. And you don't know MCR.
I didn't know.
She's not our friend. So he fell in love with Helena when they were in school, but it was unrequited.
Requited.
Everyone say, aw.
Aw.
We feel bad for him. He was a first-generation student, though, which I think is kind of cool, along with Helena. So, they attended while the original founders were still there.
I don't want to awe him.
No, I actually... I know he committed murder, but I do kind of feel bad for him.
Okay.
Okay. How did he die? Okay. So Rowena Ravenclaw sends him to find her daughter in the forests of Albania. And she, meaning Helena, refuses to come with the Bloody Baron, who we don't know his real name. So he's just being called the Bloody Baron this whole time. And he was so angry that she wouldn't come with him, he murdered her.
And you feel bad.
Then he realized what he had done, and he stabbed himself with the same knife, and trigger warning, died by suicide.
Mm.
Fun fact from the Wizarding World to follow up that sad bit of news. He's called the Bloody Baron. This isn't really a fun fact. He's called the Bloody Baron because he is covered in Helena's blood. The reason he's seen in chains is out of penance for what he did, because he feels remorseful.
That's very Charles Dickens.
How did they get chains on him?
I don't know. Maybe he just got ghost chains in his afterlife. And his favorite pastime is groaning and clanking through the astronomy tower.
That's some of my favorite things about this thing, is like the fun facts of the wizarding world. It's like,
and there's a moment where Harry like pretends to be him by just like groaning in the hallway, and that's like what gets Peeves to like get out of his way or something.
Yep.
Which is funny.
Oh gosh, that feels like a whole different time.
I know.
That was a long time ago in little Harry's world.
We're in sad times now. This is my turn.
Yeah, that's all I have on him.
Okay. So I have nearly headless Nick, who has a much longer name than that. Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington. Very exciting name. It's the Nicholas University. But also, he was obviously, everybody know, I feel like this is the most famous. Well, Myrtle's pretty popular.
Gryffindor, don't make assumptions.
Just say,
just because he's the Gryffindor ghost doesn't mean he's the best.
I didn't say best. I said most popular.
Same thing.
Anyways, he's a 15th century nobleman who went to Hogwarts. His real name is what I just said, Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington. So that's who he was kind of in his time among the living. He was a bit of a snob when he was alive, and
he's still a snob.
He's definitely still a snob.
He does not like being called Nearly Headless Nick.
But he is.
I know. He just prefers that official name. So he was less accomplished than he believed that he was. So basically, he wasn't as cool as what he thought he was in his head. He was trying to impress make beautiful a lady in waiting, and they did not care for that. And so he had a botched execution on October 31st of 1492, and he was hit 45 times in the neck with a blunt axe. But a half inch of skin still remained, connecting his head to the rest of his body, so he can't play any fun games with the headless hunt.
He's like Rudolph.
Did you just say Rudolph?
Kind of like, yeah. Rudolph.
Reindeer games.
There's no ghost games for you. He is very fancified. He wears like a nice little ruff, and I think that kind of like hides the fact that he's nearly headless. Because, you know, he likes to wobble it around. But October 31st is a very popular date within Harry Potter. As you know, that's the date that James and Lily also died. And it's a lot of the craziness at Hogwarts happens on Halloween. Troll in the dungeon, thought you ought to know, things like this. And, yeah. How did he die is what we just said. It was Lady Grieve who he was trying to fix her. He was like trying to fix her teeth, and the spell backfired. She grew tusks, and so they were like, now you have to die. I don't know. It was a different time.
Sounds very funny.
Fun fact from the Wizarding World, Nearly Headless Nick wrote a ballad about his own demise entitled The Ballad of Nearly Headless Nick. And I'm actually trying to find the lyrics to that, but I couldn't.
You mean you didn't write your own?
No.
Like, God rest you, Mary Hippogriffs.
I didn't have the time.
God rest you, Mary Hippogriffs. Yes. She literally, like, made lyrics so good, I thought that it was in the book. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I'm a talent. I'm a talent.
I was like, wow, the author, like, really went all out. And Tiffany's like, what?
Thank you, I did, as the author of that song. But apparently that was played at his birthday party that Harry went to, his 500th, well, oh, not birthday, it's his death day party, whoops. His death day party with all the rotten food and whatnot. It was very 1400s theme, if you can imagine. And there was an orchestra there with musical saws that sounded like fingernails scraping down a blackboard. Isn't that lovely?
Even if you're dead, like, why do you think that sounds good?
I was just going to ask
I don't
that.
Know. Is there something ghostly about that where you're like, I have to just really fit this vibe now that I'm dead?
I understand. I understand the food. Like, okay, it needs to smell so that they
it's got
to
be
like,
really rotten so it can, like, almost have a taste.
But I don't understand the music. That's...
Yeah.
Dumb.
It must just be, like, a ghost switch that goes off when you pass over to whatever that is. It's got to be eerie.
Eerie? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like Dumbledore would really lean into that if he chose to jump on a train and go on.
He'd be like that one Haunted jump Mansion on ghost. Train. The chains.
What?
He'd be a Haunted Mansion ghost.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
yeah.
chains, the big beard.
Absolutely.
A hitchhiking ghost.
Yep, that one. Thank you.
I think that's... We can stop with Nick for there. Right there.
All right, let's talk about the Fat Friar.
Woo!
I want him to have a name.
I wanted the Bloody Baron to have a name, too.
He looks like Captain Hook to me in the movies. So you'd call him Hook.
Actually, I would want to call him Jason, because Jason Isaacs played.
Okay.
And that's who I immediately think of.
The Fat Friar?
No, Bloody Baron.
Oh! I was like, he does not look like Hook.
Fat Friar looks like a monk.
Yeah. I was like, that's Jason Isaacs did?
Jason Isaacs played Hook and Mr. Darling in a live action of Peter Pan.
I'm done.
Tiffany.
Just forget me. Just forget me. Go on.
Anyway. I feel like he'd be called Bob.
I don't know. Bob the Friar.
Bob the Friar. Just feel bad. Anyway. So who was he among the living? I did not make the connection that this guy was taught by Helga Hufflepuff himself. I think that's pretty cool. I didn't realize he was like that old. Same with the Bloody
that
Baron,
makes
right?
Three of the four house ghosts that were like first generation students. Helena, the Bloody Baron, Jason, and Bob.
I hope they had a good time together, because like, you know how like you kind of, after you leave school, some people are like, I don't need to see you again. But now they're like all at school together forever, right?
They all made the choice to go back to Hogwarts. They it's can true. Leave at any time, probably.
That's true. So obviously, he's a friar. So at some point, he joined the clergy as part of a mendicant religious order. What does that mean? It just basically means that he took a vow of poverty and severe discipline, blah, blah, blah. You're supposed to like live as Christ did. He doesn't...
He just said blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. That old chestnut, you know.
I'm sorry, I got really
blah, blah, blah.
I got like really into these like definitions, and I don't know actually how to say that word, so I glossed over it, but
it's okay.
Whatever.
Aesthetic.
Aesthetic. Which is severe discipline and abstaining from all forms of indulgence. Mm. So yeah, they lived as Christ did. They don't have a place to call home. They travel the world, they preach, and their survival depends on the goodwill of their listeners, which I think is like, I couldn't live like that. So.
No.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like being a podcast host, I guess.
What?
What?
My survival depends on the goodwill of my listeners.
I was like, where are you going with
this? I was like, Catherine. I know brain. You indulge in the sweets.
No, not that. Sorry. Okay. He was super cheerful, welcoming. He was always welcoming new students into Hogwarts, saying he hopes that he sees you in Hufflepuff because it's the best house, obviously.
I was going to say that, like, what you were talking about before sounds and feels very Hufflepuff.
Oh, yeah. True blue, like,
yellow.
Yeah. True yellow, sometimes black. Mm-hmm. He tended to find the value in anyone and look past their faults. Also very Hufflepuff. Like when Peeves would always get in trouble at the start of term feasts and all the other ghosts were like, nah, kick him out. And the fire is like, but, like, come on. He's a good guy.
Really. Like, but I see both sides.
Yeah.
All I think of is in Sorcerer's Stone where all the ghosts come in and he's like, woo.
Kind of sounds like one of the Three Stooges.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, Bob. So how did he die? His kindness was his undoing. Look out, Hufflepuffs. That's why the other color's black. You gotta be a little evil sometimes, right? He was executed because the senior churchmen were really suspicious because he could cure pox just by like poking peasants with a stick, aka a wand. And he also liked to pull rabbits out of the communion cup.
That's amazing.
I know. I don't really think that falls under the statute of secrecy, although I don't think that was a thing yet, but
I think it's really interesting that he was executed for basically suspicion of witchcraft when that was a very female thing.
Yeah.
Like there were a few dudes.
Yeah.
There were a few dudes.
Mm-hmm. Bob was one of them.
Bob.
Poor Bob.
Fun fact from the Wizarding World. The friar is the only house ghost whose death isn't mentioned in the books. We only found out later via Pottermore. R.I.P. Pottermore. It's just wizardingworld.com now. And it's unknown why a monk would choose to become a ghost after, like, when you're supposed to move on. But Pottermore says maybe it's because he was upset he was never appointed cardinal. See, there's that black side.
Unfinished business.
I don't know how you're going to become a cardinal when you're dead, but that was his agenda.
Yeah.
All right. The Grey Lady, or Helena Ravenclaw. So when she was among the living, she was kind of a thief.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah. She stole the diadem.
She stole the diadem. Oh. It was her
minor.
Mom.
Minor.
It
her what? Mom. It's still theft.
It's her heritage.
He's not dead yet.
<I guess. laughs> So she was Rowena Ravenclaw's daughter and attended Hogwarts, and she ran away with the diadem after starting at Hogwarts to Albania. And again, like I said before, she was a first generation Hogwarts student and she was sorted into Ravenclaw.
Any Ravenclaws out there? Couple.
Yeah.
All right, bring clothes off. Quiet.
So she steals the diadem. She has not finished Hogwarts. And this is how she dies. So she, after running away, Rowena becomes fatally ill and she wants to see her daughter one last time. So she sends Jason, the Bloody Baron, to find her. And like I said before, he gets angry because she won't return with him and he murders her. Which, fun fact, is this goes into my fun facts. That's the reason why Voldemort winds up in Albania, because she took the diadem to Albania.
Yes.
Hid it there.
In a hollow tree.
And that's where it becomes a Horcrux. Because of whose death?
I think wasn't it a peasant?
Maybe.
Or
I get so confused charity. About all of that. It gets so jumbled in my head.
We've looked it up 100 times. It still all stick in my head.
I called Helena a V.I.G. She's a very important ghost because...
You've been hanging out with me way too long.
Because of the whole Albania thing. Like, that's a really... That is, like, very crucial to the plot of the story. And I pulled a quote... I'm not gonna lie, I don't know if this is from the book or the movie. I'm sorry, but she says this. She says, "I stole the diadem. I sought to make myself cleverer, more important than my mother. I ran away with it. My mother, they say, never admitted that the diadem was gone, but pretended that she still had it. She concealed her loss, my dreadful betrayal, even from the other founders of Hogwarts."
Dang, they were all supposed to be friends.
Yeah.
Slytherin building chambers and bathrooms.
And Ravenclaw hiding that her diadem is gone forever.
Yep.
Until Voldemort finds it.
How do you find out it was there? From Jason?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Like, did he buddy up with the ghost during school? Like, find out?
Helena told him it was there.
Oh, yeah. I run a Harry Potter podcast.
Yeah, I just agreed with you, so I was like, yeah.
No, Helena told him that it was there, because
that's right.
As Harry is talking to her during the Battle of Hogwarts, he's thinking about how, of course, you would go centuries with students asking you about this diadem, about your mother's diadem, because they would want, you know, to use it. And Tom Riddle comes along, and he's cunning, and he is silver-tongued, And he definitely was able to get that information out of her probably pretty easily, just because that's who he is. I mean, think about, yeah, he got information out of Slughorn. He's confident. So, yeah, I don't think that was very much an issue for him.
The lady who had the cup, what was her name? I'm blanking.
Hepzibah.
Hepzibah.
I thought you meant Helga Hufflepuff. I was like, no. What?
Hepzibah.
Tiff, it's like you loved the seventh book or something.
It is almost like that. Although he didn't sweet talk her.
Right.
He had to frame that house elf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had a
Deathly Hallows. Seven. Summit Cola. Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I already talked about Taylor.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she brought up the album.
Yeah,
because
you didn't listen
to
Midnights.
Oh. Okay. I don't know what else is on those, so. Wheat! That's gotta be on someone's bread. Yeah. See? I knew it.
I saw your face. Is it Brandon's face in a piece of bread? Or does it say bread?
Oh, I think bingo. Of Tiffany as Dumbledore holding two pieces of bread.
Two baguettes.
Yep.
I don't know breads, man. It's not my favorite thing. Anyways, let's talk about somebody who's on this list, but definitely doesn't necessarily qualify for this list. Let's talk about Peeves. Peeves, non-book readers, what you've missed. And I'm so sorry. I would like to point out, so we use the Harry Potter lexicon and the Harry Potter wiki for a lot of like outside stuff. Sometimes, I mean, we do our own research and whatnot and look up meanings behind words, but sometimes they just have the very best information. Gender, male, species, poltergeist, eyes. Wicked and dark.
Were his parents Mr. and Mrs. Peeves?
Parents are not listed. Distinct.
Profession.
Hold on, I'll get there.
Okay,
I'll get there.
That's funny.
Distinguishing features. Outlandish clothing that includes a bell-covered hat and an orange bow tie. Affiliations. Hogwarts ghosts. Profession. Rogue.
Like D&D.
I know.
No, I just love the eyes one. Wicked and dark really got me. I love Peeves. Like, I love Peeves so much. And for those of you who don't know this, they filmed Peeves throughout Sorcerer's Stone. And it just looked terrible that they had to cut it all. But I feel like we really missed out on something good there. Maybe with this new TV show, who knows?
We should have cut Grop then, if we're following those.
Little more essential to the line of the book, though.
But imagine how bad Peeves must have looked if they kept Grop.
Did it look like when they first tried to make Edward's skin glitter in the sun?
Twilight.
Do you have Twilight on your board?
I'm sure Twilight's on there.
Is it on there? Oh, man. Okay, so who was Peeves when they were among the living? Well, that's the thing. Strictly speaking, Peeves wasn't really a ghost, so they don't really know. This is according to Wizarding World. Think mischief maker with a penchant for kinetic disturbances. We do know that he reflects his nature, a seamless blend of humor and malice. So... just
seamless blend. I like that.
Up to no good constantly. And I really, really, really adore the fact that the vanishing cabinet was dropped by him, which was just
that was such
a good part.
That was
of
one of like the best tie-ins.
Yeah. It just made me happy. I don't know. Oh. And like Ickle firsties and blowing raspberries at people, dropping water. Didn't he drop water on the already wet first years coming off the boat?
Yeah.
See, this is what I'm saying. Like, it's just pure goodness.
It's quite rogue.
Yes. Saluting Fred and George on the way out.
That's the best.
Oh, man.
If that's not on the TV show.
I don't want it. If Filch isn't kicking kids across the swamp,
right?
I don't want to see it.
I want a punt.
I want an American-style punt across the swamp.
I, like, literally never would have thought that punting was, like, in a boat.
No.
I never. Did
you guys
made
know that?
Connection.
No.
So when Filch is, okay, for people who don't listen all the time, because we've talked, we joke about this so much. When Filch is punting kids across the swamp, he's in a boat.
It's like, called punting.
Like, it's called punting.
British.
We literally were picturing him kicking them across the swamp because like that's punting it. In America is like kicking.
I thought he was kicking kids. I didn't know. It felt very
What does that
Filch.
Say about him that we thought that we're like, yeah, totally. That's what he's doing. He's kicking kids.
He's mad.
He says he misses children screaming. It's not very God, off-brand for him to punt a kid across a puddle.
I did see something on the internet the other day that I have to share because we're talking about Filch, but it's anybody watch The Office? Dwight Schrute? Okay, so it's like him and he's like trying to get the bat that's in the office and he's putting like glue in a box and he hears something and he's like, one crisis at a time. And it's like Hogwarts Castle blowing up in the back and Filch trying to get mud off of the floor. Crisis at a time, man.
Him with that broom and that giant pile of rubble.
I know.
Dude, give it up.
It was so good. It was so good. So we're talking about Peeves, not Filch. Yeah.
They're one and they go hand in hand.
They really do.
They hate each other.
Yeah. They do. So how did Peeves die? I don't know. No one knows.
Did he die?
Was he always there? What, like, you know?
Well, if you're a poltergeist, like, were you ever among the living? Or are you just like this culmination of chaos that like creates a poltergeist, you know? Like, was he actually a person?
I don't know. If you want to look up the official meaning of poltergeist, you could do that. I do. I'm sure there is. All I know of poltergeist is the movie where we're looking at a TV and it's going.
I've never seen it and I never need to.
It would probably keep you up at night.
I couldn't handle the Babadook.
The who?
The Babadook.
Don't
What's that?
Say it too many
oh my
times.
God, it's terrible.
Oh, okay. I don't want to
know.
Oh,
wait, it does. Okay. Merriam-Webster says a poltergeist is a ghost.
A ghost?
A noisy, usually mischievous ghost held to be responsible for unexplained noises.
I don't know, Webster.
Such as rappings. Here comes Peas.
That doesn't seem like the same definition that...
I don't like that. That's not...
I denounce okay.
I don't agree, Merriam-Webster. Maybe this is just like Wizarding World poltergeist. You know, we have different things.
This is true.
Okay.
That's true.
So, because he is very different from the ghosts. And the author, I feel like, really makes that clear. So... They go on to say, we're not even sure if he was ever alive, unlike the house ghost, but many attempts have been made to remove Peeves from Hogwarts. On such attempt in 1876 went disastrously wrong and led to the whole school being evacuated.
What happened?
TBD. I don't know. It is not written. Fun fact from the Wizarding World, Peeves was named for being the pet peeve of every Hogwarts caretaker ever.
Ever.
Ever. I wonder, I mean, Hogwarts is old. He strikes me as a jester,
right,
which feels very medieval times-ish. Ooh. What if there was something already there and he haunted from that period and then just stayed in the castle?
My dad just texted me, a poltergeist is a ghost.
Where is he?
He's back there.
Shout out to Dad!
You can't just text from afar. Come up here and say that to my face.
Poltergeist roughly means noisy ghost in German. So, yeah.
Your dad loves...
I mean, but, like, can we think about that? But maybe there was, like, a King Arthur's courtish type of... castle there, and he was just a court jester trying to live.
What if he was the jester of the founders?
I don't think they want him.
You don't know?
Helga
Slytherin? You built the chamber just for Peeves.
Stick him down there.
This is
fine.
The only reason why we're doing this. Oh, man.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Or are you done?
I am.
Okay, I have a very famous ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I put too many notes about her.
A lot of notes.
Probably more famous than Sir Nicholas, I think.
DeMimsy. Whatever. This is Moaning Myrtle, okay? Yeah. Who, fun fact, I'm going to bring it up now.
Oh.
Her original name was Wailing Wanda.
Wailing Wanda!
You can't say it normal.
Wailing Wanda.
Wanda. No, I don't like that.
I know, right?
No.
Think up other names for her while we go.
Okay. Hold on. I gotta
channel your inner
synonyms.
Ridiculousness.
Okay, do it.
All right. Who was she? Katie Crying Kathy.
That was really fast. Was good awesome. Job.
Oh my God. Sobbing Shelley. Okay. Muggle born. She attended Hogwarts from 1940 to 1943. That made me really sad because she, I mean, like, obviously I knew she was young
mm-hmm.
when she was killed, but like seeing a date and knowing she was only in her third year.
Bawling Betty.
I like that one. Betty's also a Taylor Swift song.
It
so.
Is. I'm really happy of course. And she was sorted into Ravenclaw. She wasn't able to make any friends, and she was constantly teased and bullied because of that, and because of her physical appearance, which was glasses and acne. So hi, it's me. Aww. But like, why are you gonna bully someone for that? You know?
Are you crying, Katie?
No.
No.
Just saying.
Whimpering
nice
Wendy.
People. What?
Tearful Terry.
Shrieking Shelly. Yelping Yolanda.
What? Oh, God.
Lamenting Lisa.
Lamenting Lisa.
Groaning Gretchen.
Morning Molly.
Howling Harriet.
Nice.
I'm done.
Please
I
don't
ran out of synonyms.
Oh my God. I don't even know where I was.
It's fine.
Okay. She's really sensitive, so she wouldn't like any of those names that you just said. She's easily offended and a loud crier. And she tended to only really be happy when something bad happened to other students, like when Hermione botched her polyjuice potion and turned into half a cat, which I wouldn't be sad if that happened to me. I'd be totally fine with that.
Blubbering Becky.
That's good.
I like that one. Sorry.
You gotta come up with one. Sleeves in my way. With that one.
Bellowing Bathilda.
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's a more important Bathilda in the series, though, so.
She also, in my opinion, was a shameless flirt with some of the boys
oh,
at Hogwarts.
Oh, yeah.
Harry, Draco, spying on Cedric in the prefect's bathroom. Girl.
She's still doing it in That's... Cursed Child as well.
Yep.
Yep.
You are
a little problematic.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. Although she does say when she meets up with Harry in the bathroom, he's like, I don't have anything on. She's like, I closed my eyes when you got in.
It's not that big of a deal.
So how did she die? Just ask her. She would love to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
She was being teased by Olive Hornby. She left
do it
sobbing.
In her voice.
I don't know if I can.
Come on.
I can maybe do the first line in her voice. Okay. We'll see. She left sobbing. She ran into one of the bathroom stalls. Let's have Myrtle tell it.
Ooh, it was dreadful.
It happened right here. I died in this very stall. I remember it so well. I had hidden because Oliver Hornby was teasing me about my glasses. The door was locked and I was crying, and then I heard somebody come in. They said something funny, a different language. I think it must have been. Anyway, what really got me was that it was a boy speaking. So I unlocked the door to tell him to go away.
Go away.
That's not actually what she says. To tell him to go and use his own toilet, and then I died.
I died.
You're welcome to share my toilet.
Yeah. A pair of great big yellow eyes.
Over there. By that sink.
She goes, this is really sad. She goes on to comment that nobody missed her even when she was alive, and it took her took them hours and hours to find her body, and she knows because she was sitting there waiting for them.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. But who found her? Good old Olive Hornby.
Mm.
Which is not what is said in my notes, and I can't say that word out loud.
Hmm?
Autocorrect got me bad. I will highlight it for you so you can enjoy this with me.
Oh, hmm.
Yeah. So they came in the bathroom and was like, Myrtle, are you sulking again? Professor Dippet asked me to look for you. And then Myrtle goes on to say, and then she saw my body. Oh, she didn't forget it until her dying day. I made sure of that.
Mm.
She followed her around,
mm.
reminded her of it, attended her brother's wedding.
I was going to say, she can leave Hogwarts.
Crashed it. Yeah, but then Olive went to the Ministry of Magic and got, like, basically a ghost restraining order.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so then Myrtle agreed to stay within Hogwarts. So she's usually haunting the bathroom where she died, but you can sometimes see her in other bathrooms and was even flushed into the lake occasionally. Is she, like, getting peed on? Feel bad.
Probably.
Where are you hiding in there? Get out.
In the U-bend.
That's the weird. Toilet.
I know.
Okay.
It's strange to me. Anyway, guys, we have episodes talking about...
I was going to say, can't they just magic that out?
Right.
Okay.
So then why do they even...
I don't know.
Why do they even have them?
I don't know.
Why? As a result of her haunting, people barely ever went into the bathroom unless, you know, like, you're brewing an illegal potion. No big deal.
Yeah.
Good hiding place.
Yeah. So other fun facts other than Wailing Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
The Myrtle tree, it's apparently a flower or a shrub or something. It's a close relative of the willow tree, and I thought that was kind of interesting because, like, Moaning Myrtle, Weeping Willow.
I like that.
Yeah. The myrtle is a type of evergreen shrub that's often overlooked because of its plainness.
Hmm.
But what I thought was interesting is in Greek mythology, it's sacred to Aphrodite, so, like, goddess of love and beauty. So, like, she was kind of, like, destined to be a shameless flirt, you know?
Yeah.
And myrtle, not Moaning Myrtle, just the plant, was used in Wiccan rituals and is considered medicinal.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was kind of cool. And I never thought of this comparison before, but Hermione and Myrtle are both muggle-born. They both ran to the girls' bathroom sobbing, and they both were in mortal danger.
Ah.
One was a troll, and she was saved, and the other one, not so much.
This is why you need to have a bathroom buddy, because you always need to make sure...
You might run into a troll.
Or a basilisk.
I don't think a bathroom buddy would help you with a basilisk.
No.
That would just
You'd
be
double dead.
Two Moaning Myrtles.
11!
Oh, tell me about this really exciting character, Meg.
Professor Binns. Or Cuthbert Binns.
What?
Cuthbert? Cuthbert is his name.
Oh, Cuth.
Cuth.
Cuthbert. I said Cuff.
Cuthbert.
T-H.
Tell me you have the etymology on that. What is...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't go that in depth.
Hold on, I got it.
Okay.
Cuthbert.
Binns is from... Binoculars, a slang term for spectacles. Notice that Professor Binns wore very thick glasses. This is according to the wiki.
I'm sure that's why his last name is Binns.
If you didn't know, a bin is a large storage container. A dustbin is British English for a garbage can. This boring professor could be described as a ghostly storage for information that many Hogwarts students viewed as rubbish.
Or he's just a trash teacher. He's not good.
Well, he's dead.
Okay, but he taught the same as I'm going to say here.
Okay.
When he was in the living. He
in
was
the living.
Same person as a ghost as he was in the living. LOL is what my notes say.
Okay.
He was a professor at Hogwarts, but he was just an incredibly boring history of magic teacher who would read from his never-ending collection of notes, which I think is kind of sad, really, because, like, wizarding history could be such a fun class. That's so cool.
I feel like that's just, like, reading the PowerPoint.
Yes, he's reading a PowerPoint that is his own scribbled notes, which probably make no sense to anybody.
Yeah.
Except him.
These kids going to magic school need to stop complaining about going to magic school.
Harry specifically.
Yeah. Harry is whiny. He is.
He a whining Wanda.
Whining Wanda.
I still like Harry, but he's not my favorite character.
That's fair.
Okay, so all right. Professor Binns died by falling asleep in the staff room and just dying in his sleep, and then he became a ghost who just continued to teach. Like, he literally died and just kept doing exactly what he did and never stopped.
And they were like, you don't have to fill the position or pay for it.
Or pay him. Right. And fun fact on him is, I think a lot of people forget that he is actually the source of the Chamber of Secrets legend in the books. Because, I mean, I know I inundated myself with the movies, and so that's McGonagall to me.
Yeah.
But it was Binns.
Harry also has the Sirius image in his mind planted during his class.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. In order.
Yeah.
Sad he thinks times. Sirius is gonna die. Which he does. It's not but wrong. Not that way.
Yep. Way to bring the party down, guys.
Great. We're talking about dead people.
It is spooky. Okay. All right. The last one that we have is the Wailing Widow. And
I don't know who this is.
Okay, I was gonna say if you don't remember who that is. It's a female ghost from Kent,
Ohio.
Some people think that. Sir Nicholas de Mimsey Porpington was pleased to have her come all the way from Kent to attend his 500th death day party on October 31st, 1992.
What a gal.
Just so nice. Who were they when they were among the living? Well, according to the wizardingworld.com, the Wailing Widow's name suggests that she was once married and widowed when she was alive. How did they die? No idea.
Wailing.
I think that's a quote. No idea. And fun fact is, according to the Harry Potter lexicon, her skill is wailing. You're welcome.
I love the lexicon.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Oh, man.
Wow. That's it.
Anybody have questions, comments, concerns about Hogwarts ghosts? Nobody got close.
Yeah, nobody get bingo.
Did anybody get close to bingo?
Well, the episode's not over yet. There's time.
I can't see.
What do you need?
But also, oh please, Tiffany, that's cheating.
Teddy and Iggy are doing really well.
Marty! Yeah.
Hold on. What did you need to?
No.
I want to break
into song. I am the Wailing Widow. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Was that all you needed? So now two of you have bingo?
No, I also needed you to talk about mental health.
You know, mental health is really important.
There are no services in the Harry Potter world that we know of.
It's really unfortunate. They need help.
Yeah.
They need a lot of therapy.
Bang out.
You know who needs therapy? Moaning Myrtle. For real, though.
Yeah.
Truth.
All right.
So, are you a Ravenclaw?
No, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Oh.
Double puff points.
Two Hufflepuffs.
Yeah, okay.
We'll allow it. It's a special night.
You went to the Gryffindor on purpose.
I didn't even know she was a Gryffindor. Never.
Look at her shirt.
Take a joke.
Come at me.
I saw her through the glass and I was like, that's my people. Oh, man. Honestly, though, anything you want to know, questions, you have comments, something we may have missed. Anybody? Something with the toilets.
Ooh.
Like an upheaval of things.
I was going gonna say, like, what if he just like stink bombed the whole castle?
I was gonna say dung bombs.
We should repeat. We should repeat because they probably can't hear. The question was, what do we hope happen like to cause the evacuation of the castle because of Peeves?
Yeah. For those listening later.
Yeah.
Sorry. Thanks.
Yeah, I want it to be just dung bombs all over the place.
Dung bombs?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. It was a long time ago when that happened. Let me.
When was that? Like 1700s? Is that what
1876.
So specific.
That's Wizarding World, man.
I believe that he was like a featured character. Like, do you remember when she used to do those like weekly wizard highlights?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we would get little tidbits of information on characters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
Anything else? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, well, I can't tell you that. So the question is Myrtle at Universal,
or any ghosts
at the parks? So Myrtle is in the bathrooms.
I've also heard
you can hear
that
her
she's in the men's bathroom too.
Okay,
of course she is. Cedric, are you in here?
Cedric. As far as the castle goes, I'm gonna have to leave it to them because I threw up all over that thing, so I don't know.
No, there's no ghosts in that part.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's just Myrtle. See,
it would only be famous than Nick. Wouldn't it only really be in the queue that
there
you would have
any.
Them? Yeah,
there isn't any in any of the queues.
Yeah.
Is there a ghost on that where you see like a big group of people?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Are the Death Eaters ghosts?
Death Eaters are not ghosts.
No, they're people.
After
they're
the Order unalives them.
Yeah. They eat death, Mom.
Oh, wait. Death. Wait. Dementors?
Yes.
Ooh.
She said Death Eaters.
I know.
Dementors are creatures,
okay,
I believe.
I got confused. Okay. Death Eaters are not bad people. Dementors are a creature that are born through despair. Right?
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
So pleasant.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think they're ghosts.
No. Yeah.
Similar to how Dementors are creatures, but not Peeves be a creature too, kind of like born out of, instead of despair, born out of like mischief.
Okay, so
that.
Jinx, you owe me a Summit Cola.
There's a whole cooler over there.
Get me one. Okay.
I'm working right now.
The question is, state it again for me so I get this right. So Peeves could be possibly a creature born out of mischief, much
like a Dementor.
Dementors born out of despair, depression. Because that's where Dementors stemmed from, was from the author's depression to represent that.
I love that.
I think
that's pretty
cool.
Not the depression thing. The mischief thing.
But yeah, that's no, really cool. I think that's fun. I like that a lot.
I'm sure a new poltergeist was born when the Marauders went to Hogwarts, and I'm sure another one was born of Fred and George.
Mm-hmm. That would be really cool. From a toilet seat burnt off. I have had personal experiences with ghosts. I stayed at a B&B that was once a house turned Civil War hospital in Gettysburg.
Why would you do
because
that?
Because I love terror. So I've had some personal experiences. It was wild. So I absolutely believe you when you say that you have a ghost or a poltergeist. See, I like that.
We were like recently talking in our group of friends. If we believe in ghosts or not.
I believe it.
I said no.
Well,
but
spend,
you know,
some time.
Yeah,
here.
I guess maybe I just need to have an encounter, right, to believe mm-hmm. it.
I see both sides, but truly I do.
Oh my gosh. Anything else?
Courtney in Discord has a question.
Oh, sure.
Why do you think these people came back as ghosts? Did they have unfinished business, or did they do something to make them stay on Earth? It's definitely a choice, right? Like, we learned that.
It is a choice. Maybe they just felt like they had unfinished business of some kind. Bloody Baron feels like he has too much guilt.
Remorseful.
Like, he feels like he can't move on because
he has remorse.
He red-rummed someone, and that's not okay.
Oh
Well, he did.
Yeah.
I enjoy Stephen King.
I know. I need to read that book. Mm-hmm. The Shining.
The Shining. Yep. Anybody else? Bueller.
Is anybody else really close to Bingo?
Who here believes in the afterlife? Crocs?
Horcrux? Horcrux?
Fozzie Bear. Ooh, I love Fozzie Bear.
I can't believe that some people think Voldemort has a nose. He just doesn't.
Who thinks that?
Lipless. Gravity? Oh, ground. He's not here. Do you want me to tell him he's grounded?
Benny.
What's your house?
Yeah, we need houses.
Ravenclaw. Okay. Oh, a Ravenclaw in the chat just got Bingo too.
Oh my God.
There, I grounded Vinny.
It's you on the sheet doing this. It says grounded.
Oh, really? I love it. Oh my goodness. Okay. Do we have anything else? Oh, I wanted to do this. I'm going to teacher mode this. Raise your hand if you believe in ghosts. Right.
Majority.
Okay. Spookbosh. I love it. I love it. All right.
Can I tell a joke?
You can tell
a joke.
I brought my book.
Okay.
And I had one left over from the other night because we couldn't do two episodes because we talked too much. All right.
What's the story of our lives?
It's true.
What is the giant squid's favorite kind of sandwich?
Tuna fish.
Oh, a sub.
Oh.
Oh, I get it.
I was so close.
Oh, I get it. It's like a whole section of giant squid jokes.
Well, you can't have too many. All right.
Well, if you thought this was fun and you want more of us, you can follow your hosts on social media. Myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. We also didn't do the social media for the podcast in the beginning. I forgot about that. So if you want to follow our podcast on social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram. We have a TikTok. I'd like to do more.
Get it going!
But that's at Swish Flick Cast.
Yeah.
And also come join our Facebook group, Swish and Flick Podcast mm-hmm. Group. We have a lot of fun posts in there all day, every day.
Yeah. And we are on all the platforms to listen to. And we really appreciate the download feature because that gives us a real idea of our numbers. So instead of just streaming, hit that download. We love it. Follow us. We appreciate it. Whatever you want to listen to us on, Spotify, Apple, whatever.
Stitcher.
Tune in.
Google Play.
I don't know if anybody uses those.
A lot of people like Stitcher,
I've heard. Oh, okay.
Maybe because it sounds like Swisher.
Vinny has not responded.
Grounded times two.
But Brandon thinks that this is funny. All right.
Sure.
Yeah.
Put me on the spot. Thank God it's written out. Okay. Honestly, though, like, huge thank you to everybody who is here mm-hmm. spending your night with us, anyone who traveled, you know, a couple people who traveled all the way here to Walls of Books in Parma, Ohio. We hope you had fun because we had fun.
Yes.
And big thank you to Walls of Books for hosting this amazing
Grisa!
Event. Letting us take over your bookstore.
Yes.
Which is amazing. And if you're in the area, come visit. If you're not in the area, come drive, come visit. Do it.
Come buy books here instead of Amazon.
Yes.
For real.
Yes.
We were just talking to someone we were eating at Fest
Our
Eddie's.
Waitress was telling us how she was so excited that she can just come in here and order a book.
She was very stoked. She was cool.
But you should follow them on Instagram at Walls of Books Parma because they post a lot of cool stuff and they have a ton of events.
Tons of events. Tons of fun stuff. There's murals on the wall. I can't wait to bring my kids here. And might I say, and this is the highest compliment you can get from me about a bookstore, because this week I cried about a Scholastic bookstore in my school. I walked in here and I smelled Scholastic Book Fair from the 90s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I smelled it.
I smelled it.
I smelled it.
And it was delightful. Mm-hmm. Yes. Truly, thank you so much. And we can't wait to come back. We hope that you'll have us. Okay. Even she just let us into shop. Just let us back through the door. All right. And once again, thank you all so much for being here. I had so much fun. Like, thank you for getting spooky with us here in October. And that concludes this Felix File and Swish and Flick live from Walls of Books. Woo! Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
We did it!
Yay! Thank you.
Whoa.
We are under an hour.
But like,
by a minute.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code MOM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.